Presents. It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Good evening, Jacksonville. It's so good to be able to speak to everyone tonight, to speak over your life, to speak into your life, amen, to speak what's above your life, and to even speak what's beneath your life. Oh, I just said something. Those are dimensions, dimensions when it comes to the spirit realm. I just want to go ahead and give a quick shout out to everyone watching on social media, Vanessa Green, Sherry Harless, Gloria Jones, Pearly Woods, all those listening from all the different states, amen, all the different states in the United States, as well as those that have even tuned in from Africa, India, Pakistan. Blessings, 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 an international blessing of the Spirit of the Living God. May every good grace that abides in the United States begin to rest upon you, your country. May uncommon resources begin to invade your life like never before. I appreciate everyone on social media helping me out with the comments tonight. Listen, Jacksonville, I need you to begin to call 904-296-2251. I need you to call 904-296-2251. As I began to speak, I began to hear the Lord talk to me about the dimensions of the prophetic. He said, there's a difference between speaking into your life, upon your life, above your life, and beneath your life. And I said, God, what exactly are you talking about? And he said, many in the prophetic realm say that they're going to, God bless you, Jared Dunn, speak into your life and nothing manifest, because they didn't have the authority to pull out what was already upon your life. I just really said something there. Stephen G. Gibson, even watching by way of social media. Caroline Davis, a cousin of mine, God bless you. I'm just giving shouts out tonight publicly. Amen. If you're following me on social media, this is Prophetic Consecration Day number 18. And tonight we are consolidating this session all into one, just like I did last week, by speaking to your clay. Donald Reimer, God is speaking to your clay and commanding every dead thing in your life in this season to arise. Even Donald Reimer, as I'm speaking to you, the Lord says you've had many people speak into your life. He said, but somebody needs to call out what's upon your life so what's upon your life can command the destiny that they've spoken into your life. God bless you, Samuel Nathan. God bless you, Tasha. So what am I talking about into and upon? When we talk about the call of God, Mary Campbell, being on upon people's lives, we're talking about the stature in the spirit realm that the Lord has called that person to be before the foundations of the earth. And what God does when he begins to unlock the upon call, he releases an apostolic sound into your atmosphere and into your life when he releases the upon call. So what he will do is he will bring a prophet or a prophetic voice or someone with a prophetic gift into your atmosphere to speak the word that will unlock what is already sitting upon your life. So God says tonight, as I'm even dealing with those that are calling in to 904-296-2251, please share this video by way of social media. Constance Hawkins, the Lord has not forgotten about you. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord says, even as I'm delivering this message on social media, as you just begin to be obedient and just begin to share the word of the Lord, not only is he going to begin to unlock what's upon your life, Denise Atkin Jones, but he's getting ready to allow some resources to be called into your life. Now, you're saying, what is she saying? Is she saying we have to share the video for this prophetic word of the goodness of God to manifest in our lives? No, Jeanette, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that as you sow in sharing, you will reap another portion of the prophetic share that God has for you. What is a prophetic share? we know in economy and in the economic way of doing things, we know that we can buy shares, and it has to do with economic principles. So what you do when you begin to practice sewing in any type of form, Ned Lee, for Delilah Rescorla, you begin to build up a spiritual stock for you in the spirit realm. That's why the law of reaping and sowing is so necessary, because what it does, it allows God to have a principle that's able to distinguish between the difference between a false weight and a true weight. The Word of God says that a false weight is an abomination. But many of us walk around with false weights, and we blame God because we say we have heavy burdens. And the reason our weight is false is because we've stocked up so much for ourselves that we're literally flip-flop in the spirit realm, and with the weight on the other side is totally off balance and totally off kilter. So tonight God says, I need to bring you back into prophetic balance, Arabasata. God bless you, Randy McAllen. I need to bring you back into prophetic balance by removing the abominable weight from your life. The abominable weight. And those of you that have been participating on this consecration, even by way of social media, you guys know that we started off with the intent to cause the weight that so easily besets us, even according, God bless you, Jamarcus Diaz, to the book of Hebrews, to lay aside every weight that so easily besets us and to run the race with endurance, to run the race with fortitude, that when the enemy tries to grab us by the hands, tries to grab us by the knees, tries to drag us down, God said, I'm going to send in my righteous right hand, Cassandra Stacy Jackson, and I'm going to cause a divine lift to shift your life. If you're somebody, Angela Nicole, and you need a divine lift to hit your life tonight, I need you to call 904-296-2251 so we can unlock that which is upon your life, so you may be able to receive what the prophet has already spoken into your life. Before I begin to take the calls, I need to share the word of the Lord that he gave me for this specific feed tonight. There's a word that he gave me for this specific feed tonight. I said, God, you're going to have to fill my mouth with the words of prophecy tonight. You're going to have to fill my mouth with encouragement and good things for the people. And he says, even though your own soul and even though your own spirit may be downcast, he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a word in your mouth that will lift the people up out of despondency, that will lift the people up out of despair, that will lift the people up out of depression, that will lift the people up out of backlash, that will lift the people up out of scandal, that will lift the people up and out of everything that's trying to prevent what I've spoken into them, because what's upon them has not yet been revealed, unlocked, or made known. Oh, I just said something there. I said, has not been revealed, unlocked, or made known. So, as I'm beginning to speak, this is what the Lord says. The Lord says, Pearly Woods, Christy Brady, amen, those listening in the city of Jacksonville, according to the book of John, chapter 5, verse 26, he says, I assure you, anyone who hears my word, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. Wait a minute, Taisha Frills. I need you to listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying here. I need you to look at this verse apostolically as a kingdom principle rather than just the key to simple salvation. Oh, there's nothing simple about salvation, but there is simplicity in the cross that makes that which should be complicated an easy burden for us to bear, because somebody else accomplished it on our behalf, Kelly Cox. Because somebody else accomplished it on our behalf, beloved Aisha. Because somebody else accomplished it on our behalf, Trisha Hayes. So what is God saying? I need you to catch the apostolic principle here. He is saying, I assure you, anyone who hears my word and believes him. Okay, well, we read this from a traditional theological standpoint, and we say, oh, this is talking about salvation. But there's many words that are being spoken into your life that you're hearing and you're not believing, so you're not receiving the eternal life now that God has for you. What is the eternal life now? The eternal life now is I have given you life and given it to you more abundantly. I've not only given you a life hereafter, but I've given you the ability to tap into the hereafter life now. I have given you the ability, Trisha Kennedy, to tap into Arabasata. Trisha Kennedy, I have a word for you. I have given you the ability to tap in to the hereafter life now. Oh, I'm not going to say the afterlife now because, you know, people like to twist my words and they like to come at me strong. So I'm not going to say the afterlife because they'll say you're practicing necromancy or something crazy like that. But I said the hereafter life. I said you can live in the hereafter life now. 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 So God is saying, it's the hereafter life, Zuli Wishik, that I am calling you to experience, that I am continuing to awaken you in greater dreams. I'm continuing to merge that apostolic and that prophetic mantle that I placed upon your life to go forth and possess the land. I'm continuing to propel you past the systems of the church, the four walls of religiosity, and into the destiny of that which is upon. Oh, I just said something. We're talking about into and upon, and into the destiny of that which is upon. So you're going to walk into something that the prophet spoke because it was already upon you. Oh, I just said something. You're going to walk into what the prophet spoke over you because it was already upon you. You're going to walk into what the prophet spoke over you, Andrea Hodges, because it was already upon you, Geraldine Jones. So what is God showing us about the prophetic tonight, Vanessa Duncan? What is the Lord showing us? Anabasata, Beverly Jenkins, it's going to be okay. The hand of God is hitting. Anabasata, the hand of God is hitting your home right now. The hand of God is hitting your home right now. I speak peace. I speak a divine diversion from the plan of the enemy, the desire that would come in and to birth the seed of corruption. The Spirit of God told me to get on the line tonight, and he said, lift. So tonight we're lifting. We're shaking, we're moving. Everything, every weight that is trying to so easily beset you from running the straight and narrow set before you. I'm telling you that there's a breaking in the spirit for people listening on the feed tonight. I'm telling you, Destiny Janelle, that even as you begin to worship the Lord right now, that even as you begin to praise the Lord right now, that even as you begin to lift the burden of the Lord above your own burden, harabasata, the Lord is getting ready to supernaturally lift and shift you up out of your situation. God bless you, Prophetess Khadija. If urabashanda burobosata ilabasata, if you will lift, I will shift, says the Spirit of God. If you will lift, I will shift. If you will lift, I will shift. If you will lift, I will shift. Jackie Green Iverson, if you will lift, I will shift. But in order to be able to lift with the if to create the shift, you have to unlock what's upon that the prophet spoke when he spoke into to the upon. So God is saying, Jordan Olivares, I need right now, people, to begin calling. And as I'm getting ready to take these phone calls in about 30 to 60 seconds, I know I'm driving the operator crazy in here with that. But as I begin to take those phone calls, the Lord says, after he speaks that apostolic principle, oh, Andre Bryant, I wish you were up here at the radio station with me tonight. There is a heavy anointing. Amen. God bless you, Destiny Janelle. Listen, he says, I assure you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Now, wait a minute. Let me go back because Angel has commented here. If you will lift, I will shift. Now, you might say, how in the world do I have the power to lift? God, how can you put a condition on me if is a condition to lift my current condition? How can you put a condition on my condition? God, how can you put a condition on my condition? How can you put a condition on my condition? Because God is saying some of us are in some really sticky situations right now. I feel the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. That God is saying that even though I'm lifting you, you're not grabbing onto my lift because you hear me calling you in higher into worship. You hear me calling you higher into prayer. You hear me calling you higher into praise. You hear me calling you into that word. You hear me calling you into utterance of tongues. Barbara Adams, you hear me calling you. So the instruction that I've already given you is the if. So if you will lift, I will shift. I like that. Awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for henceforth there shall be no more coming to thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. So God is saying, awake, O holy city, to the word of the living God that's already on the inside of you. To the word of the living God, Tina Brown Moore, the Lord says, speak my word. I don't know, Tina Brown Moore, if there's a Sunday school type thing that you host or some type of gathering, but I see you teaching. And the Spirit of the Lord says he's stirring up that teaching gift within you at a greater degree. There's more teaching that he needs you to release. It might sound basic to some, but God says it's meat to the hearers. Urabasata. How many of you know that when the Spirit of wisdom and revelation speaks in the knowledge of him, it sounds like foolishness to the sleeping ear, but it sounds like the wisdom of God and is known for what it is to the awakened ear? I said, how many of you know that when the Spirit of wisdom begins to speak and the Spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him begins to speak, it sounds like foolishness to the sleeping ear, but it sounds like the wisdom of God and is heard as the frequency for what it really is to the listening ear. God is saying tonight that some of you need to listen. Helk Spicer. God is saying, I'm calling you up into a higher listening skill. I'm increasing your range. I'm increasing your frequency. No longer are you just going to look on the wall and read a word and say, oh, that must be God speaking to me. But the word will become alive and the word will become living and it will become circumstantial. And you'll begin to see the word that you saw on the wall 2 days before begin to work out the very circumstance in your life. And God will say, I just increased your range of recognizing the frequency of who I am. Of recognizing the frequency of who I am. Of recognizing the frequency of who I really am. So God says again, Sherry Everett Brown, if you will lift, I will shift. So because God is gracious and he doesn't just leave us with a condition, without a prescription, that's why he assigns apostolic voices as spiritual physicians, arabasata. So since God is gracious and has mercy, as we begin to take these live calls, or I begin to take these live calls, the word is going to have a grace that's going to lift you into your shift. Lift you into your shift. So I assure you an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. And those who here will live. There's many of you listening right now, that you hear the voice of the Son of God speaking to you. And the Lord says, if you hear the voice of the Son of God speaking to you, you shall live. Some of you are saying, can my dry bones live? Well, the Word of God says, if you hear the voice speaking to you, you shall live. My God, some of us are not living, and some of us can't come up out of the grave, and some of us can't come up out of depression because we cannot hear the voice of the Lord. So it says, if you will hear my voice, if you hear my voice, if I assure you an hour is coming and is now faith. Do not harden your hearts today. Believe today. Call upon the name of the Lord today. Now faith into your lift that will shift you now. So he says again, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those here who hear will live. For just as the Father, Adria D. Skeen, has life in him, just as the Father has life in him, so also he has granted to the Son to have life in himself. Wait a minute. You mean the voice that I'm listening for that can cause me to live is the voice that speaks because he has life within himself, because the Father has life within himself. So because the Father has life within himself, he has authorized the voice of the Son to speak that also has life in himself. So if the voice that speaks is the voice that can give me life because he has life in myself to open up my ears and to hear and to awaken my dead situation. To awaken what? To now faith. Now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, the evidence of things not seen, well, we can't see it, so we don't believe it. But you can't see it because the Lord says the life was in himself. So how can you see something with your physical eyes that's dwelling in the embodiment of someone that lives in another dimension? So how do you get the essence of the life force of that which dwells in another dimension to respond to the essence of the life force in you? You have to shift. You have to shift. You have to shift, Crystal Chantel. You have to shift. So, he says, the day is here. The hour is here. The time is now to awake, awake, O sleeper, and allow the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, to allow the glorious gospel, the glorious. You can't discern glory with the natural eye. It takes spiritual discernment. It takes spiritual adjustment to be able to even perceive and to comprehend and know the sound of glory. What do you mean you need some special skill? Do I need to be initiated? No, all you need to do is humble your heart and say, Lord, I'm willing to receive whatever it is you have to say in whatever form your true truth through Jesus Christ is established and comes in. I will not judge, but I will adhere because your word says the voice is the life that's within yourself. The word says that it's the voice, the life that is within himself. And we know that the Word of God says, God bless you, Prophetess Ashley. The Word of God says, and this life in him was the light of men. So that means there's a life in you responding to the life in him. And the life in him is responding to the life in you. But if there's an interruption in the mutual response, that's when God says there has to be a shift. I just really said something, Barbara Chapman. There's been an interruption in the mutual response of the divine life force between the creation and the creator. So there has to be a divine shift. There has to be a divine shift. So the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Charles Edward, Jewel Royston, Tiaisha Fields, all of those, Deanna Wells, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, many of you have been spiritually interrupted by a circumstance that has caused your spirit to shift out of position. And because it was in a position of lift, because you were abiding in the one who's already lifted, seated in heavenly places far above every power and principality. The word of God says we are seated at the right hand along with Christ. Christ is seated on the right hand, and we are seated in those heavenly places with him far above. What is far above? You are sitting in a position of lift right now. My God, I just said something. You are already sitting in a position of lift. But what happens? We don't realize that we are already in the position of lift, or we do realize it, and we allow circumstances to convince us that we have now descended below our lifted position, because the battlefield is the mind, and because we have now perceived ourselves as no longer being lifted high above the enemy, but because we've allowed the enemy to lie to us by coming out of intimacy, we are now perceiving ourselves to be at a lower state of consciousness than we really are. We are allowing ourselves to be perceived at a lower state of consciousness than we really are. I just really said something. Harabasata. So we wonder, harabasata, how did I get from the place of authority to the place of defeat? I allowed the life that was in me, which is the light of men, to disconnect from the life that is the light in him. So now there's been a divine interruption. And because of that divine interruption, now God has to shift me back into divine position. And we said that divine position is coming back into the awareness and the awakened fact that we are already shifted in a lift, seated far above every power and principality. So, for just as the Father is life in himself, so that he has granted to the Son to have life in himself, and he has granted him the right to pass judgment because he is the Son of Man. The Spirit of the Lord says tonight that he has the right to pass judgment. So there's some things, praise God, there's some things that the Lord is getting ready to judge in your lives tonight. God's getting ready to judge the backbiters and the backtalkers and those trying to pursue you down, but they just can't seem to keep you down. God said, I'm getting ready to send in my wave of divine vindication. I'm getting ready to send in my wave of divine justice. I'm getting ready to send in my wave of divine promotion. But all I need you to do in the midst of me sending my wave is allow the wave that I'm getting ready to send into your life, Charles Edward Rory, to be the very wind from heaven that shifts you back into proper alignment. So he said he's granted the Son the right to pass this judgment. He is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because a time is coming when all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come out. God says tonight, don't think it's a crazy thing that we're proclaiming sonship of the Lord. Don't think it's a crazy thing that we're walking in our identity in Christ as being called a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a chosen vessel. Don't think it's a strange thing, because if you do now, God is saying there's a time coming that you won't, because whether you want to hear it or not, there's a time coming when all who hear his voice and come out will hear his voice and come out. Urabasata. Those who have done good things to the resurrection of life. Urabasata. But those who have done wicked things to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is righteous. Oh my gosh. That is the verse that every apostolic and true prophet needs to use. Wait a minute, why are y'all judging me? Because I only speak what I hear, and the things that I speak are simply the righteous decrees from heaven. What is a righteous decree from heaven? You're going around speaking judgment on people? No. A righteous decree from heaven might be speaking mercy over a life of an individual that you self-righteously feel deserves judgment. Or a righteous decree may be speaking a word of judgment over an individual that you so, in your false humility, believe still deserves mercy. Oh my gosh, what did I say? That is rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of God says that it is a double-edged sword. What is a double-edged sword? That means it goes both ways. A double-edged sword goes both ways. So if you're preaching a one-sided word, you are that false abomination spoken about in the book of Proverbs when it says that a false way is an abomination. So God is saying, I need everyone to circumspectly look at their lives. Urraba Santa, begin to view yourself through the lens of my spirit from a 360 perspective so I can take you back and meet me in the middle and we can come and reason together. Oh, some of you think that before you can even come unto God that you have to just repent and be perfect. Urraba Santa. God said, no, let's sit down and have a conversation. I just want to reason with you. Jacob wrestled with the angel. That means that Jacob literally, he attacked this angel and wrestled with this dude until he blessed him. So God is saying, I am one that's up for a good wrestling match. Just sit and talk to me. You have questions. Ask me. Inquire of me. Don't always expecting a response of condemnation or respecting a response of judgment, because my word says whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So every conversation that I have with you, God bless you, Thomas Callahan, thank you. Every conversation that I have with you, I have with you from the perspective of whom the Son sets free is free indeed, because he was the one that tore down the veil and opened up back the legal right of open communication between us when the veil was torn. That's why the word of the Lord says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah, Tricia. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So that means you are able to freely, amen, Richard Doctor, we come boldly, ask him anything. You might not always like his response, but the Lord is saying some of you are scared to have some conversations with the Lord because some of the things that you want to talk to him about you feel are holy enough or righteous. No, God says he's already familiar with your unholiness. That's why he sent Jesus. So, he is the Son of Man. Don't be amazed. Don't be amazed. And he goes on to say, I can do nothing. I can do nothing on my own. I judge only as I hear. And my judgment is righteous. My God. Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. I need for all of you deep people out there to catch this revelation. If I say anything tonight, what I'm getting ready to say, I need you to catch. I'm getting ready to catch this revelation myself. I'm going to read it again. I can do nothing on my own, and I judge only as I hear. And my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Anabashandabasata, of the will of the one who sent me. What is the Lord saying? Why are we judging people? Excuse me. Why are we judging the prophetic utterances of people? Why are we judging the apostolic utterance of people? When they have gotten to the place that they do not seek their own will, but only the will of him who sent them. So if they're only seeking the will of the one who sent them, and I understand only God is the true discerner and to be able to understand the intentions and the motives of the heart. I understand all that. But there's someone that is truly sold out to the prophetic and apostolic call of God. Why are we judging them when it says that the words they speak have already been judged as righteous decree because they're not seeking their own will, but the will of the one who sent them? The Lord is telling me tonight, some of you are scared to speak out for the Lord. Some of you, he's been calling you to be mouthpieces. And the reason you're not speaking out of a Sunday, I got something to say tonight. The reason, I'm sorry guys, I didn't expect to teach like this, but the Holy Spirit took over. You need to listen to this. Listen. Some of you are not speaking what you believe the Lord is telling you because you don't know if it's really the Lord. And because you love the Lord and or you fear the Lord and or you love and fear the Lord, you won't speak it out. But God said, I need you to allow my Holy Spirit tonight to begin to test your heart. Because if your heart is, I've only come to do the will of the one who sent me. I've only come to do the will of the one who sent me. I've only come to do the will of the one who sent me. Then your heart is already in the calibrated position to speak forth as an oracle of the Lord. You're not listening to me. The word of God says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The apostle Paul said, it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives within me. The life I live in the flesh, I no longer live, but I live unto the one who died and gave himself for me. What is he talking about? What is the apostle Paul talking about? He's saying, I'm dead to my will. So matter what comes up out of my mouth, I promise you it is a righteous utterance and decree from the Lord because my heart has already been positioned because I've already shifted into divine condition. I really wish you guys would catch this revelation on here tonight. I really wish you would catch this revelation, Pastor Gary Moore. God bless you. I really wish you would catch this revelation. What I'm trying to tell you, Jeanette Walls, is that the Lord is trying to release you and different, many of you on the feed to begin saying, I sense the Lord saying this to you. I feel that the Lord is saying this to you. I know that the Lord is saying this to you. But you're not doing it because you feel that what you have to say might not be the will of the Lord. Because you're not sure if you're hearing the voice of God. But the Lord said in his word, fear not, little flock, for it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So if you are God's little flock and he's told you to fear not, and it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom that's already on the inside of you, and you've been awakened unto the kingdom of God on the inside of you, and your heart is only to utter the words of the Lord and to utter nothing else that would be outside of the will of the Lord, what the Lord is trying to say is that I've already filled your mouth with my word before you even open up and speak, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Tammy Francis. This is for you, Tammy Francis. I need you to catch that. Did you catch that? Out of the abundance of the heart. If you can recognize the position of your heart, you can recognize the voice that's coming out of your heart. My God. If you can recognize the position of your heart, you can discern the voice of the Lord that wishes to speak from your heart. So, God is saying, it's time for many of you to take the mouthpiece off, to take the tape that you've plastered over your refusing to speak out of fear. But the word says, fear not, little flock, Trisha Ware, Amy. Yes, I'm bringing more resources, says the Lord. For it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Okay, guys. So he says, again, I can do nothing on my own. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Wow, being that I only have about 17 minutes left on this, man, the Spirit of the Lord has spoken. I need to go ahead, and I will eventually to now take this phone call, because what I want to do with the person on the phone is I want to speak to them as if I'm doing nothing on my own, but judging only as I hear, and my judgment is righteous because I'm discerning enough to know that my own heart is only to seek after his will and not my will. And therefore, because my heart has been postured and become one with his will, everything that I speak is coming from the essence of who he is on the inside of me. Harabasata. God bless you tonight, Jacksonville, and those listening all around the United States and around the world. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Hi, Prophetess. It's Terry.
Hi, Terry. God bless you. This is Terry Webby, right?
Yeah.
I love you. How'd you get on here tonight? Would you have to keep calling, or were you first in line?
I was first, because I missed you for the longest. Like, he wants me to speak to her. He got me on here first.
Rabashanda, roboshete. Arabasanda. I'm just listening to the Lord and see what he shows me. Amen. Rabashanda, roboshete besata. Terry, I see you standing beside what looks like a tree. Rabashanda besete. And it's definitely, I guess, the tree that would represent the tree of life. And there, and this is weird because this one tree has many different kinds of fruit on it. Rabashanda. I see that this one tree has apples, and this one tree has orange, and this one tree has bananas, and this one tree has strawberries, and this this one tree has cherries. And the Lord says that he's given you this revelation tonight to break the mindset of confusion about what you're supposed to be doing and what you're not supposed to be doing in your life right now. Because what he's showing me, that he has caused you to be a flourishing tree that possesses many different attributes.
Okay.
So it's not one thing right now that the Lord is so focused on you narrowing in or zoning in on, that it's okay if you choose that one thing. But the Lord says that he has given you many, many, many different kinds of fruit to choose and pick from in this season. Arabashata. So I hear the Lord say, daughter, I need you to just make a choice. I speak a divine shift of divine stability over your mind, will, and emotions that would try to come in and cause you to change your mind too often. That shiftiness of the mind. The Lord says that you have the mind of Christ. So I decree and declare that this word of wisdom and this word of knowledge is bringing you back into a place of divine clarity that will shift your spirit back into position, because it's like you've kind of been feeling a little overwhelmed and fatigued and not sure and unsure if you should go to the left or go to the right. But God says for you, it doesn't matter if you go to the left or go to the right, because when it comes to you, daughter, all paths lead to me. So what I hear the Lord saying, Arabasanda, robosata, I hear, oh, Rabba Sanda, I hear climb higher, climb higher, climb higher, climb higher. I see you climbing up the street. You're climbing, you're climbing, you're climbing, you're climbing. God says your progress, Hanabasata, Urobosanda Basata. My God, Arabosata. Your progress right now is not so much for you looking for results in the natural as it is to where God is taking you into the spirit. So the Spirit of the Lord would say to you tonight, make a choice and I'm going to meet you there. And you would say, well, why, God? I thought I only make choices for you. I only make choices for you. But God says, you can't make choices for me when I am the creator of all the choices in your life. You can't make choices for me when I'm the creator of all the choices in your life specifically. I'm not speaking generally for everybody, but I'm talking about the options that are in your life are all from the hand of the living God. Why? Because it's the blessing of the Lord upon your life. Listen, what I keep seeing for you is you shall be like that tree planted by the rivers of water who shall bear fruit in his season, whatever, whatsoever he does shall prosper. Mm. Are you listening to me? Are you catching this revelation? Whatsoever you do shall prosper. Whatsoever. He's saying make a choice. It doesn't matter. Whatsoever. 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 Because I'm speaking to the one that the blessing of the Lord is upon your life. So God says, when the blessing of the Lord is upon your life, there are many options. And in that place of many options, there are many streams that you can flow to and flow through. Hanabasata. Oh, God, I hear you, Jesus. So the Lord says, what this word is doing tonight is awakening an aspect of a new level of faith. So now you've been awakened to a new perspective. So what God will do, he will allow us to see things differently than the way that we thought they currently were, or the way that we thought that they were only allowed to be. And when he shifts our perspective, he gives us the ability to see afresh. And when we see afresh, we can have the faith to believe in order to be able to receive. So God said in this season, what I've been dealing with you is a faith thing. With you, I've been dealing with faith. With you, I've been dealing with faith. So God says, now you're awakened to that new perspective. You've been awakened to that new place. So there's no more questioning. There's no more doubts. There's no more setting yourself back by waiting and constant pondering and wondering and saying, should I go this way, God? Should I go that way? Should I go right? Should I go left? Should I go right? Should I this, that, or? No, God says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whatsoever you do shall prosper.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It might take you a while to get this revelation. But, I mean, I understand that you understand it, but really allow it to awaken completely within you where you feel comfortable and able to completely walk in it as far as making your own choices without consulting the Spirit of the Lord 24/7 on whatever you decide. But the blessing of the Lord is upon your life. The blessing of the Lord is upon your life. And when you get to the place that you're able to receive a response from the spirit realm, when it says, ask and you shall receive. See, some people ask and don't receive, but God says, ask and you shall receive if you do not pray amiss or pray according to the desires of the flesh. But since you're spiritually mature enough to only pray from the desire of the spirit, you're actually praying the will of God through you, because it goes back to what I was teaching on earlier. If your heart is in the right position, then your voice is already in the right condition to speak forth the pure word of the living God. So what is God saying? What is God saying? He's saying because of that, because of the posture of your heart, the blessing of the Lord is already upon your life. And the blessing comes in many forms, because the blessing contains the eternal goodness of God. Listen, I need you, for the next 30 days to read Psalm, is it one? Is that Psalm 1? That's Psalm 1, right? Or 100? I'm sorry, y'all. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of living water who brings forth fruit in the season, whatever you do shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff, like the enemy drives, or the Lord drives away. Listen, the wind drives away. When you start prospering in the aspect of deciding to go in the avenue of whatever you pick off of the planted tree, when you start prospering from that place, the prosperity on your life through the obedience of awakening to the word. What do you mean obedience? No, there's not some difficult ritual you have to go through. No. The now faith, you've been awakened. You have a new perspective. The Lord told Joshua to go in and see. If he could see, he could possess. See, I have given you all the land before you. So because you can see it, you can now believe it, because we're in the material realm, and seeing the promise of God helps our faith to manifest. So, my God, he said, I'm helping your faith to to manifest tonight. Hanabasata. I'm helping your faith to manifest. You remember when the man said, Lord, help my unbelief. Hanabasata. The Lord says, tonight, I'm helping your unbelief. It's proven psychologically that it takes 21 days to form a habit. So what I need you to do for the next 21 to 30 days is I need you to read Psalm 1. Is that Psalm 1 or 100? I can't even think right now. You know what verse I'm talking about. Rabba Sunday.
Yeah.
I need you to read that for the next 21 to 30 days. And God is going to supernaturally shift your mindset and awaken you into this place of now faith. So your life can go forward. And when your life goes forward, as you stand in the blessing of the Lord, propelling your life forward, urabasata, as you stand in the blessing of the Lord, propelling your life forward, that blessing, thank you, Tasha, is going to be what automatically drives the chaff from your life. My God, Karina Bucklew, I need you to hear this. Harabasata. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water that shall bring forth fruit in his season. Whatever he does shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind drives away. What is the wind? The blessing of the Lord upon your life is going to be so great, harabasata, that it will drive the chaff away, the imposters all by itself.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. I love you, woman of God. You know I love you so much. I know you're one of my most committed followers. I truly appreciate you. I got 5 minutes left. I got to get at least two more calls on here. Love you, woman of God. Take care. God bless. Next caller, Jacksonville, 904-296-2251. Welcome to Praise 107.9 FM. Who am I speaking to tonight?
This is Angel.
Girl, if you ain't my top caller. What you doing? Hey, you know what, Angel? I'm not even going to... I already see what the Lord's doing in your life, and I've told you what the Lord's doing in your life, but this is what I need you to do, and I'm going to make you do it because the Lord, again, remember, is trying to get you comfortable in your voice. He allowed you to get through tonight because no matter how condemned you feel, no matter how low you feel, he refuses to give up on you, and he says he needs you, O Rabba Sanda, to know that no matter what you're going through, that he still speaks through you. I need you to take 20 seconds, and I need you to just tap in and just speak. I don't care how you feel. I didn't feel good tonight either, but I'm on here pushing and going into the assignment of lift. So you've called in for a divine lift, and God says your specific apostolic prophetic instructions for a divine lift tonight, urabasata, is for you to lift your voice right now over the atmosphere. Go ahead.
Hey.
Go ahead. I'm pushing you.
I just want people to know that through every test and trial, God is always present.
Amen.
And every test and trial is not meant to break you.
Hallelujah.
It's meant to build you.
Hallelujah.
And you can't give up. You have to push. You have to continue to push, to push, to push. Because whenever you strive to do good, evil is always present. It's
wow.
Always there.
Whenever you strive to so do good, evil is always present. Amen.
Right. Evil is always present. So you have to keep your focus on, I know God is going to do it, even though you don't even understand it.
Jesus.
You have to say, God, I trust you. I trust you because God is troubling things.
Ooh, Jesus.
In these days, specifically for his people. His people yes. that are on the backside that really don't like being in the forefront.
God Jesus.
Is pushing those people to where, okay, when I do something, you can't say anybody else did it.
Right.
I'm going to have to be the one that did it. So I think in this day and time, God is just calling his people to be more about him.
Yes.
To become more intimate with him.
Yes.
We don't. We focus on circumstances, and you have to not focus on the circumstances.
Jesus.
You have to focus on the promise. Because
Jesus.
If God made a promise, that's exactly what it is, because his word will come back void.
Jesus.
And I had to tell myself this. I've been going through a lot.
Yes.
But God spoke to me and he said, you are my child.
Jesus.
You belong to me. If I did it before, I'll do it again. Right now, you're just in a place that I need to push you.
Jesus.
You got to push. This is not an easy walk, But when you come through this time, because I'm going to pass the test this time.
Right.
You understand? So I just began to praise God the last couple of days, two or three days. I've just been in a worship mode where I get up and I look. I don't even see things the same anymore.
Jesus.
Even though the circumstances are the same.
Well, Angel, I bless you. We got about 60 seconds left of airtime. I just love when you call in and share your heart. I thank you. I love you, sister. There's a word in your belly. I can't wait to see when God releases it full-blown. Amen. God bless you, my love. I'll talk to you soon. All right, we have... All right, guys. Wow. Jacksonville, those listening, I only had time for three callers tonight. So when the Spirit of Wisdom and Revelation speaks like that through the apostolic flow, it's very imperative that we take what the Lord was saying as a corporate word. So the shift night, if you will shift, you will lift. The if tonight was the corporate word that if you receive it will shift you back into your lifted place, that you are indeed seated right beside Christ, far above every power and principality of the enemy. The enemy's been put under your feet. He's subordinate to you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You can do all things through him that loved you and called you, and you've been made for this. You've been made for affliction. You've been made to persevere. You've been made to be refined as gold. All right, Jacksonville, I love you, and I will be speaking and over your lives next week. 107.9 and Awaken Me Now moment. Prophetess Cadence McCall, have a wonderful week this week in him. Amen, and God bless.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.